You know, you got to have some Michael Jackson in your life. You got to do that. It's an inspiration to all on the Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. 18 minutes past the hour. And thank you so much for making the machine a part of your daily morning routine. And part of that morning routine means Autism Awareness Month. Let's start there.
Yes.
Let's talk great music. Let's talk a young, developing artist who's getting ready to drop an album very, very, very soon.
Yes.
I'm talking about Morgan Jhené, who is a remarkable talent. And when I say remarkable, I mean it in the music industry. Now, she was born and raised in the vibrant cities of Vegas and the ATL. And, of course, that journey started at a young age. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But also diagnosed with autism. And that's where we bring the awareness in. I don't want to give too much of the story away because I would not do it any justice. But I have the people who can talk about it. And I want to first off say thank you so much for coming through today. And I want to start off by saying it's not a holiday season without the Holiday Firm. Thank you to Manisha Holiday for setting up this phenomenal interview we are about to have today. She is in the building. Thank you so much, Queen. Really appreciate you.
Yes.
And let us welcome to the Morning Machine first time, but certainly not the last, because she'll be returning again and again and again and again.
Yes.
The one, the only, Morgan Jhené. Good morning.
Hello.
And I want you to come over to the mic a little bit.
Okay.
And yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
And also, I want to basically have you introduce yourself as well. Go ahead. Tell them who you are, sister.
I am Morgan Jhené's mom.
Yes, mama.
I'm also her momager.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, you know, I'm very proud of her, and I'm very proud of her development, and I cannot wait to talk about autism spectrum, and I can't wait to talk about how music was the bridge between my daughter and her finding her voice.
You know, it's so interesting that you said that, because now that you said that, by the way, I gotta start off with this. I gotta do the Boys to Men. Mama, mama, you know we love you, and that we do, which is why we're going to take it back to the old school. Let's take it to Union Square. I like to do this with all of my guests. Let's go back to the beginning of the journey. The diagnosis. Now, I got to start here. When did you notice the signs, and when did the diagnosis take place?
We noticed the signs early on, before the diagnosis, probably about 1.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was, even though she was walking and everything that she had, her motor skills were all together. But she would scream and point, but it was like uncontrolled, where she would just be upset. Like if you don't, you ever see the kid in the grocery store and they're like falling all out over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those type of things were happening, and like we have to learn things, like if we buy her a doll. If she see the doll and we can't afford to get it, we would like put it in the basket anyway so she could see it. So when we get up to the front, then we'll take it out the way. Because if we took it out the basket and she noticed, she would be hollering.
Oh, yeah.
Little things like that.
Yeah.
So it was that. Mm-hmm. And my husband was like, we should go get her tested at the doctor and see if everything is okay, because of the way she hollered. It was just different.
Gotcha.
And we did. And at the time, the guy was like, I don't think anything's wrong with her. She'll develop. She'll be fine. That was around 1. We were in Las Vegas at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was also something unusual we noticed. And I got footage of this. She would sit in her playpen and her onesie and beatbox on time, on tempo, like a professional. Nice. It was odd for somebody that small. Mm-hmm. And she would cry if we cut MTV off.
Oh, wow. So I think MTV would love to know that.
Yes. So they babysat because she'll be like in the playpen. Nice. And if we cut MTV off, Morgan is good. I mean, on. If we cut it off, it's about to be war.
Yeah, yeah. Avoid war. Make peace with yes. MTV. There you go. But you know what, though? There are a lot of kids that are like that when it comes to music, not even relating to autism. Mm-hmm. I know that for me growing up, it was Patti LaBelle. Me being from Philadelphia, it was Patti LaBelle. I'm 39. I still get glued when Patti kick off them heels. And, you know, it's yes. music does. But see, here's the thing. Music does this to many people, which is where they develop a passion for music. So you saw this going on and the passion continued to grow.
Yes.
So from your standpoint, where was it that you said, you know what? This could end up being a career, and yes. I'm going to be her momager and make sure that she gets exactly what she needs, tools, resources yes. to really make a great way in this industry.
So at three, this is how we got the diagnosis.
Okay.
So a cousin of mine noticed her screaming and pointing. She said, are you sure your daughter doesn't have autism? Because a friend of mine has a son with it, and he does that.
Mm.
And I was so upset with her at first. Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
What you talking about? Not my baby.
Yeah, not. It was more so like, are you wishing that on my child? Don't wish that on my child. Because I'm one of those people like, what they say, power is in words, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
But I wasn't paying attention that she was just noticing signs from a friend and giving me hints on some things. So I still took my daughter to get evaluated after she said that. I was like, you know what? There's something to this. Let me check again. So it's on when she was three here in Atlanta. We moved to Atlanta. I took her to the doctor, and I explained the stuff that she was that she walked on her tippy toes, which I found out later that was sensory with autism. With kids with autism, many will walk on their tippy toes. Because they can't speak and a lot of things, they learn by touching everything, and they'll get on their tippy toes. It's sensory. So they sent us to get her evaluated and found out that she was autistic. And we got to put her in the early learning program in Gwinnett County here. And that was scary. Because I don't know if they do it now, but back then they had a classroom with a room in there that looks like one of those padded rooms where crazy people would be in. The room would be padded, and that's where they would lock some of the kids if the kids were out of control. So I'm thinking, I don't know if I want my daughter in this because I'm not going to see what this happening. She has such a beautiful teacher. I was like, you know, I'm going to trust it because I can't not let her be in this class and get this early learning. And then if she doesn't develop, that's going to be on me. So, you know, if that room is needed, but she never needed to be there in that room, but it was for kids so they don't harm themselves. If they were throwing tantrums or they're hitting themselves around the room, if that's what's going on, because some of the kids might have ADHD, Asperger's, some had Down syndrome. So it was that time, but I don't think they do that anymore. But I'm gonna tell you, that was so scary to see that room and then have to leave my baby that classroom.
I think that's just even a thought of that is scary for that to even for a school to even have that.
Yep.
And my reaction is just blown away.
It was in the classroom.
Did we really have a room like that in the classroom?
It was a room like that in the classroom. And we got to see it. And it was like, and this was because the kids were in early learning. So I don't know if certain kids might harm themselves or whatever. But the room was padded. And it was a place that they would have to put the kid. Now, with autism, I noticed my daughter could not stop moving.
Right.
So they have what they call a curriculum where they would send stuff home and say, your child sat for 30 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. And at first you think, well, huh, is that good or is that not good? But every week she sat for a minute. Then it was she sat for 30 minutes.
Right.
So they were training her, even with what she was going through, for them how to sit so that they could pay attention and learn. Because a lot of times they'll get up and move and touch everything. They don't want to sit for a long time.
Right.
So sitting is to be able to get them engaged so you can get the eye contact. And if you ever heard about kids with autism with eye contact, I used to gently touch her face and turn it to me and say, see me? I'm your mom, right? Little things like that so she wouldn't be afraid to go eye to eye. And I know they say a lot of times don't do that with kids with autism, but I did that with my child so she would be so accustomed to it that it could get natural over time, and it did, to where she naturally was locking eye contact with everybody.
And you know, it's, that's such a powerful story, and I mean, to be so early in the interview, I'm just absolutely moved by how you have really made strides. A lot of parents do different things, but you did something different. You didn't do what the traditional, what maybe doctors or, you know, physicians or whoever, outside
folks. It's patience.
Yes.
Because everybody looking for kids with autism to get it right away.
Right.
But it was a doctor who caused me to have that theory. And he said to me, make sure you don't hit your child with autism when you see her do something that you don't like. Because when you do that with them, they will hit others. He said, instead, you might think she doesn't get it yet, but keep being gentle and say, no, Morgan, put that down. Honey, are you okay? Even when she was throwing tantrums, I had to, honey, are you okay? And hold her up, and it's all right. And I had to stay gentle and peaceful and kind, even while I was seeing that. But if a parent has a kid with autism, if you do that, I promise you, there is a point where when they start coming out and they start coming into their own, they will be that gentle, peaceful person that they kept seeing you be to them, even when they were going through all of that stuff. And that doctor was the reason, by saying, do not show violence, do not show anger, do not show those emotions out, but show her what you want her to be like through yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the final thing, and I'm going to turn it over to Morgan in just a moment. You're a working mom. You have went through it all. You've had patience. What were some of the other challenges that maybe you would have some level of advice for other parents out there that may not have any clue on how to best approach autism?
Look for their gifts and the things that you think they're doing that's annoying you. If the child is picking up a crayon and coloring the wall, get them the crayons that they could color the wall and you could wash the wall off. Don't get discouraged and get angry and say, stop doing that, because that could be your painter. He can be your Mark Anthony. What is it? Who was the painter? Thinking of a great painter.
Pablo Picasso.
Okay, so
or some of these great painters that you see in the room.
Right, like, that I see in the room.
Yes.
So when you see your kid, everything you think they are doing, try to figure out how they could turn that into a career. I don't care what it is, because that's looking for their gifts. That's looking for their talents. In the things that they love, you're going to be able to progress them faster in their development by just paying attention to those little things. If you see them constantly making blocks and blocks and blocks and they're building all these blocks, you have a builder. So you want to make sure that when they're going to school, that you're putting them in areas where they can learn software to build buildings. Everything that you see, that kid can become so great in it. don't get mad and say stuff like, why you keep doing that? Or why I put that down? Or look for their gifts and feed that to them in a positive way and find out how to turn it into something that they can thrive off of later.
And that and thriving off of music is where it's at right now. Yes. And, you know, I just, wow, I'm just so moved by this interview so much right now. The fact that you have really exhibited that level of patience where most parents do not. And I really appreciate that advice. And now it is time to turn to Morgan. Yay! Morgan, how you doing? How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing pretty well. You know, that what my mom was explaining, you know, it kind of touched my heart because, you know, some people actually go through that. And yes. Just like sometimes like the treatment she gave me, others don't. So, I mean, the other parents don't really do the same thing. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
It's actually... I'm actually blessed, you know,
yes.
To have this sort of lifestyle. And I wish other people that have this way to also get this treatment, you know?
Absolutely. And you are blessed and highly favored and also blessed with a remarkable talent, multi-talented, but you're doing a lot of singing. When did you go ahead and start singing? I know you were doing beats and you were doing everything else at a young age, but when did you really tap into your singing?
I think when I was age 11, I was really mostly like figuring out things that I would love to do the most.
Right.
Now, one of them was listening to music. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But I also wanted to like, you know, do some music. And it made me think, well, let me be creative with it. You know, instead of just listening all the time, let me be the ones that people listen to me. Like, yes. I do the music and people listen to my music as well. So I started playing the piano and, you know, it was one of, like, my favorite things to listen to. Because, mm-hmm. like, other pianists, I'd be like, wow, they're doing this so effortlessly. And then it's like, so that's when I had piano lessons and my parents, you know, they took me and I've just been practicing over and over. And then that's when I really got tuned in into, like, singing while playing. So that's when I started, like, looking up my favorite cover songs. And I would play them while singing it. And my mom would film me as well when doing it. And she would just be, like, very happy and joyful.
Just like she is right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so interesting that you say that because there are artists such as Alicia Keys, John Legend, and Jamie Foxx, to name a few, that not only sing well, but they play even better. When it comes to the piano, they are really skilled at the piano. How did that further your influence in being able to, in really honing in on your ability to sing and play at the same time on key?
Well, to be honest, it was more of me practicing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, practicing is very crucial. And, you know, it's required because you would actually need to do this. And it's not only just because I'm a great singer. You know, I just wanted to, like, sort of be different, but, like, use my gift at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it was just more of me, you know, singing and playing, practicing, doing it over, and then learning other songs. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And how has music, to you personally, been a force in, you know, keeping your everyday life balanced? Because I know being a music artist and a developing music artist can be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance it all out?
Well, I've heard this one person say, you know, it's great to always have a team because sometimes you can't do it by yourself. And, you know, it's way more difficult like that. So, you know, you got to have someone that can help you at least, right. You know. And it's very important for others to have that mindset too. And, you know, sometimes you can't do it alone. And you might think it's like super hard. But if you have someone to like, you know, to carry with you as you're giving it your all as well, then you'll make it out there.
Absolutely. Well, so when was the first time and how did you feel getting into the studio to record a single for the first time? What was that studio experience like?
It was so shocking. And, you know, it may seem a little weird, but I felt like a celebrity at that moment.
It's not weird. Go on and feel like a celebrity. That is where you are heading. The work that you're putting in, you have no choice but to feel like that, which allows you to really hone in on your craft even further and further expand your abilities in music. So, yeah, feel like a celebrity. Pop your collar, yeah. Okay? Dude, yes, please feel like that. But then you also see the work that is involved behind the scenes at a studio and the complexities of that. So what did you learn coming out of that studio experience?
Well, I've learned a couple of things, and it involves me in mostly my vocal training, but at this time, I didn't really have vocal lessons. It was more of me relying on my voice and what I've heard what artists do, and I just, you know, put a little bit of myself into it, like a different way of singing it. And, you know, I still sounded great regardless, but, you know, there was still some stuff I needed to, like, learn afterwards. And that includes, you know, practicing your voice and keep singing it and you'll get, yeah.
Absolutely.
Get good.
Yeah. And I've heard it's just you have a beautiful voice and everybody, the world is going to resonate with you. But I want to take it back to autism for a second, because you're dealing with it, but also you are a vocal advocate for autism awareness and acceptance as well. So I want to touch on that for a second, because there are kids, there are actually adults with autism out here right now that have no clue on what they need to do to go to the next level, to continue their wellness. From your standpoint, we've got mom's standpoint, but now from your standpoint, what do you say to that person out there who doesn't know where to start?
Well, for instance, like, you know, how my mom said a little bit, you know, it starts off by what you feel like that you love doing. And, you know, when you progress what you desire the most, it could be anything really, like how she explained it, like the littlest of things. If you're doing something that you like normally keep doing, and that involves maybe like, you know, singing, perhaps you like really love singing, and you know, you just keep going with that, and, you know, you find yourself, oh, you know, this might be what I should do and what I should express. This might be a gift I never knew. And, you know, you keep going, and basically it's all, yeah.
It's up from here, right? Absolutely. And so that leads me to ask about The Weeknd. Yes, and The Weeknd is approaching. Every time we get to a weekend, we've got to think about The Weeknd. So talk about the development of this particular single.
Oh, well. Well, this was just me creating an idea. And, well, I would say it has a little bit of meaning to it, since The Weeknd, you know, you just think about, like, spending time off and also taking a break of things, like, what it all goes down on The Weeknd. that was like one of the words I wrote, because once it's the weekend, you actually get to like spend time off and, you know, do things you really love to do, like maybe perhaps hanging out or having a vacation and taking a break. So, yeah, that's basically what it all goes down on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. And you're, and the way you describe it is like, hey, this is a new anthem for everybody's weekend yeah. that everybody can relate to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about the weekend, right, what are some things that you enjoy doing on your weekend?
It involves me, for me, I love just listening to music and, you know, playing a little bit of games with my brother, and also performing for other people as well. You know, little concerts, you know, it may not have much people, but at least I can just get my voice to others and, you know, show off my talent as well. So once I do that, you know, they'll just be like, wow, this person's amazing. Like, she's just there. She's singing it. She's giving it her confidence. She's out there. She's doing it. And then so on. And also, I sort of cook, you know. Okay. I make some.
Okay.
Yeah, I made some, like, homemade apple pie.
Wait. So. Wait a minute. Hold on. You going to make me end the interview early. Wait a minute. Did you say what? Homemade apple who?
Yes, homemade apple pie.
Oh, don't get me hungry this morning. I'm already hungry, man. XXL. We don't need any more. I don't need another X to add to it. But I will say this though, your weekend sounds like fun. A lot mm-hmm. of people do not have that balance, especially as adults. We work. We do so many things. We're mm-hmm. carrying a load. We are taking care of house and home. We would love, we as older adults, you know, like still young, let me make that known before y'all tackle me over here. We're still young, even though, you know, we're in our 30s and what have you, we can still find ways to have fun. And that's what I got out of your response. Even though mm-hmm. you're putting in the work, you still have a balance. And that's what I love about everything that you have brought to the table today, because it reminds us all, even as, you know, parents, adults, and even kids around the world here listening today, that we can have a work-life balance, and it's great for our health. Health is wealth, and we have to be reminded of that. So thank you so much. I asked mm-hmm. that for a reason, and that was to remind all of us that, you know, our health is wealth, and we can do it in fun ways, such as what you are doing. You're doing what you love, what you enjoy. Mm-hmm. And what we'll be enjoying is the weekend. We'll debut this single in just a minute on our airwaves across the world. But I got a fun question for the final question, because we got all the advice out of the way, which is normally my last question. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to ask a fun question.
Okay.
As an artist, three artists who you would most like to collaborate with.
Yeah, this one's a very good one.
Yes, it is.
But at the same time, I've never really thought about it, but I'll give you my three
yes.
that I would most likely think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of them is Alicia Keys that Absolutely. You mentioned.
Absolutely.
A second one is SZA. I think she would be very, very, like, fun to, like, collaborate with in a way. And the third one, Beyonce.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, and you know, it's so interesting you say that, because I'm looking mm-hmm. at the picture. A lot of you can't see it. You'll see it on social media in a little bit. But the picture that you took over here is just, for one, it's absolutely amazing. Two, mm-hmm. it just gives off that Queen Bee vibe. Like, okay, I'm here. You know what I mean? And just, mm-hmm. first of all, the photo shoot. You got to have a good photographer to take those angles. Shout out the photographer for a second, because they did phenomenal work with your pictures. Just absolutely amazing.
And you know what the crazy part is? Actually, when I took this photo, you see the aluminum foil in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to like layer that out. And the way I was like stepping on the aluminum foil, I had to make sure to not, you know, not like scratched or anything.
Yeah.
I was just like being very precautious when doing this photo shoot.
Absolutely. But it came out well. And when we see this picture years later, we're going to remember this for a long time to come, because I'm going to speak it into existence. One of those collaborations, cause I always love to speak life into everybody that comes through here, this radio station and this radio show. I'm going to speak life into you right now. Over the next couple of years, one of those collaborations may happen. And you know how it's going to happen? Because you did a cover of them on social media. Watch. We've called the 100th mayor of the city of Philadelphia. We've said that Avenue X Fashions was going to have a sold out fashion show just within the last week. We've said all of these things. We've spoken into existence a lot, and it happened. It's going to take time, but that collaboration is coming with at least one of the artists you've mentioned. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Alicia Keys would be the most responsive. There you go. Alicia Keys would probably be the most responsive, because she has a keen eye for talent, and she's going to adore you. Let me say that now. She is going to adore you. And by the way, it's documented on not just audio, but film too. So this will circulate right back around later when that happens. There's a when, not a if. It's a when. Because of a cover you did on social media of their song. Watch. Yeah. Watch what happens. And mom getting ready to be super thrilled. She might get emotional in the car thinking about that. But it's all good, you know. But I will say this, though. From me to you, continue doing the phenomenal work that you were doing. Mom, you too. Manisha, you too.
Thank you.
We've got three phenomenal ladies in this room that continue to, as we're going to say the young people say, stand on business, right? And continue to make things happen. So whenever you have Women's History Month, or really Women's History is happening every day, you show respect to the women out here who are making things happen. And so that is nothing short of amazing. You keep working, keep doing what you're doing, and the world will notice. The world will notice. They already notice now, but we're not going to be able to catch up with you for a long time. But just understand, you know, home is where the heart is, right here at the situation where we always welcome you with open arms. You're family now. Yeah. You can't get rid of us even if you tried. Mom, you too. Yep. You already know what time it is. So listen, I think it is time for the people to get ready for the weekend appropriately by listening to your latest single, your new single, The Weeknd. But first, before we do that, tell everybody where we can find you, follow you, connect with you, and most importantly, support you and your music.
Yes, yes. And okay. So my name is Morgan Janae, and that's my artist name. And you can follow me at all platforms at Morgan Janae Official. You can also check out my website, morganjanae.com, where I'll be posting music, upcoming music, in fact. And, you know, whenever I'll make that album, too. And, you know, I hope y'all enjoy my single, The Weeknd. And, yeah. It all goes down on the weekend. Let's go.
Yes, it does. And let's appropriately get ready for the weekend. Thank you so much for being on The Morning Machine. We really appreciate
you. You're welcome.
You're going to be on so many more times after this. And once again, thank you to Manisha Holiday the Holiday Firm, because you can't have a holiday without the Holiday Firm. And if you putting that slogan on, we gonna have to talk. No, let me stop. I'm messing. That's my sister right there. But anyway, with that said, it is 7 minutes. 7 minutes till the top of the hour. Let's get ready. It's the gateway to The Weeknd. The Weeknd, Morgan Janae, an exclusive right here on The Morning Machine. Let's go.
When I'm all alone, I've been thinking, I'm just thinking. The calendar would show all appointments that I know. Been wondering the time today, Saturday would show. I've been dreaming about the weekend. You know it all goes down on the weekend. We're about to go out on the weekend. Call somebody. Never ends. They're telling me a show and how the day's been. Oh, how the day's been. Guess I just don't really care. Just don't see the board up in the air. As I just pass the time.
Three minutes till the top of the hour in The Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. Thank you so much for making The Machine a part of your daily morning routine. Yes, are you effectively ready for the weekend? I think we are right now. However, I'm going to do something real quick. You was just singing while the song was on. Can you give this a cappella for the listeners to just close it out to really, if they haven't been convinced yet, let's convince them live.
Yes.
That they need to be ready for the weekend because Morgan Janae said so. Talk mm-hmm. to them.
Yeah. You know it all goes down on the weekend. About to go out on the weekend. Call somebody and tell them about the party so we can all meet up on the weekend. weekend, the weekend, and you know it all goes down on the weekend.
And you know what? I'm ready for the weekend now. I'm good. I'm good. Your guy is ready for the weekend. Yeah. Absolutely. Look, let me tell you something. We ain't going to be able to catch up with you over the next few years. Do you understand what you're about to do to the music industry? Do you understand what's about to happen here? I'm telling you, it's not going to sink in until you get there. And get there, it will be soon, okay? So just continue to keep working and continue to elevate and get better at being better. You're already there. The next level is about to be here, okay? So that's speak life. You speak life into everybody. Yes. Speak life into everybody that comes through. One more time, tell everybody where we can find you, follow you, connect with you, and most importantly, support your music.
Yes, yes. And I'm Morgan Janae, and you can follow me at Morgan Janae Official on social medias. And you can also check out my website, morganjanae.com, where I'll be posting upcoming music that you can listen to, and including The Weeknd, the single I'm going to post out for you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And and they can continue to hear The Weeknd here on The Morning Machine. So, yes, you'll be hearing it at some point throughout your mornings in these music sets. So do not be surprised if you hear the song again. It's a phenomenal song, and I can't wait to put it on my personal playlist personally. Yes, Brother Rob on the job need a playlist too, you know what I mean? But I want to say thank you so much for being on The Morning Machine this morning.
You're really welcome.
Truly appreciate it, moved by every second of this great interview. So thank you once again, really appreciate you.